Good morning. This is Arts and More from WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Today on the show, we've got Jake Simmons of the Kalamazoo band Jake Simmons and the Little Ghosts. The band will perform at Bell's Brewery on Thursday night at 9. Simmons describes his band's sound pretty simply, straight up rock and roll. And Simmons looks the part, too. When he came into the WMUK studio, he was dressed in a torn-up leather jacket with diesel oil still splattered on his hands. It's a look shaped by a childhood growing up in South Haven and a blue-collar job working in his dad's scrapyard. Simmons says growing up in a rural town on Lake Michigan didn't make playing music easy.
When I had first come to South Haven, there were some older bands playing like ska and punk music at the Art Center. And a lot of my friends were super into that because their older brothers were into these bands and were some of them were in the bands. You know, everybody really wanted to start a band and play music, which worked for me because I was thinking in that same line. So eventually Blue Star Music opened up and it went through different managers and names and all that and ended up being Foundry Hall. But we were lucky that we had that because there was just this big room, great sound, giant stage. We could just go play some shows every weekend. And if we didn't have that, I don't know that I would have kept playing music.
But Simmons did keep playing music. His days were set. Wake up early, get to work at 7:30, head home at 4:30, then walk downstairs, grab his guitar, and start playing. Eventually, though, Simmons realized something. The shows he was playing on the weekends, those became the thing that he lived for. And he needed to try to make that his full-time job, in a bigger city, Kalamazoo.
It's scary to decide you're going to leave work and not know where your money's going to come from. And, you know, especially at that point, I didn't really have anybody that wanted to hear me. Luckily, I mean, it's a family-owned business, so if I really needed money, I could go work for a couple days. But it was still scary.
It became a little less scary when Simmons settled down in the city and his band started to take shape. Their sound was kind of all over the place, hints of rock and roll, punk, and Americana all mixed together. Can you see it on my face? Quickly, the group started to become more than just a Kalamazoo band, too. They started playing shows across the region, and they gained fans in other Midwestern cities and places like Indiana and Ohio. Suddenly, Simmons' decision to leave his job and focus on music didn't seem so foolhardy anymore. But a few years ago, music took on a new meaning for Simmons. Instead of spending his free time in his basement fooling around with a guitar, Simmons found himself in a hospital waiting room for weeks on end, looking after one of his closest friends.
A lot of the last record I wrote over the course of the 2 years prior, a lot of that record was more inspired by I had a friend in the hospital that ended up passing away. And the months before that happened, my girlfriend and I, we just were in the hospital. We just stayed there with his family, and a lot of that was where that whole record came from.
The long nights changed Simmons. When he sat down to write music with his sick friend only a few feet away, he knew he couldn't just sing about the mundane subjects he wrote about before. This time, it had to be more meaningful.
Everyone's had, I think, family that they were close to, you know, pass away. It was the first really, really close friend that I've had pass away. And especially at this age when, you know, we did so much together. We lived together. We did everything together. So a lot of the stuff that I had written earlier was kind of, you know, just me writing words or, you know, you're mad at somebody or, you know, girls or, you know, politics you only half understand kind of stuff. But when something like that happens, it makes a song a lot harder to sing later on sometimes, and it's a lot more gratifying.
Discomfort rages through you like a hurricane. Shines through like your skin was made of cellophane. Take all those little daggers, pull them back out of your brain.
That music gradually turned into the material for Simmons' latest album, called No Better. When you listen to the album, you can tell it's a lot different from Simmons' past stuff, more focused and darker. It's right there in some of the songs, with names like The Superstition and All My Friends Are Dead. Simmons says there's one particular song that he remembers writing.
The last song on the album is called Little Dagger, Little Sweetness, and that one's partly about that situation and partly kind of focused on my own shortcomings and friends having a hard time outside. It's a lot of just negative stuff and trying to push together all this negative stuff to make a positive, and for me it worked.
Lose a friend and try to teach yourself to love. You can follow faithful arrows, paint a pigeon like a dove. Blame it on yourself, or you can curse the stars above.
Right now, Simmons is working on two more albums, and he says they couldn't be more different. The first album, he says, has that same kind of feeling as his band's last release, with a lot of dark themes. But the other album, he says, will be totally different.
I think on No Better, we kind of hint at these little tangents that we would used to just go on, you know, kind of full on. And I think we're just kind of getting back to that. On our first record, we had just kind of a straight-up soul song. And then we'd have punk songs and super noisy songs. And I'll say one of the records is a lot more rock and roll and punk oriented. And the other one's a little bit more soulful, but a lot darker sounding too, and just heavier.
Simmons says the reason for that changing sound is where he's at in his life right now. Instead of hospital rooms, Simmons is back at work at the scrapyard, taking over his dad's operation. And surprisingly, he says, the job actually inspires him.
You know, you hear something, then your mind just kind of goes off on a little tangent, and you think about this and that, and end up coming up with something yourself, I think, and all day. I've got a little notepad on my phone and a sound recorder and everything. If I have what I think is a good idea for a lyric, I'll just take off my gloves and stop what I'm doing, and half the time it stops the people around me, kind of thing. But I got an idea and I got to get it down, kind of thing. And sometimes I'll have to just hum a melody to myself, or that one's pretty awkward when I've got other people around. I just stop and start singing into my phone.
He admits it's not necessarily the most conventional way of songwriting, but it's a process that's helping Simmons get over his friend's death and keep performing too. You can see Jake Simmons and the Little Ghosts on Thursday night at 9 at Bell's Brewery. To learn more about the band, head to our website. And that's all for Arts and More this week. You can hear the show on Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK. And check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.